Welcome to the Sensual Sovereignty Podcast, the space for you to learn how to embody your unique sensual energy and own your creative sexual power. My name is Devi Maisha, and I'll be your host for this magical ride. I'm a teacher of sacred sexuality and sensual feminine embodiment for women who are ready to be confident, live sovereign, and create a life they want to make love to. And in this space, I'll be sharing information around sacred sexuality, spell work, sex magic, healing modalities, and more to help you shed your good girl persona and step into the sensual, free woman you came here to be. This podcast is not always safe for work, so make sure you've got me in your ears. All right, grab your beverage of choice, a little juicy snack, invite a friend or two to listen in with you, and let's go. Well, hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Sensual Sovereignty Podcast. And in this episode, I wanted to talk a bit about shadow work and erotic shadow work. I get asked a question quite a bit in my DMs about shadow work and how to do it and what it is. And I thought I'd take some time to just explain it on a basic level. So shadow work is a term that is used when we're talking about uncovering the parts of ourselves that have been repressed, the parts of ourselves that we have hidden in order to fit into society. So a very simple example of this that some of you may see all over social media to some extent is a woman who has been taught to be very religious or very pious and repress all of her sexual and sensual desires. And she really just has this insatiable appetite, but she's been taught morally that she cannot do this. She's been taught good women, good girls, you know, don't act this way. And that doesn't mean promiscuity, which is what we always think. We think if a woman is in her fullest desire, then she's going to be out in the world just sleeping with all manner of men and all kinds of men and all numbers of men. That's not entirely true. What it means is that she has a desire to express herself more sensually. That's not the same as having lots of sex. So women who have been told that in order to be acceptable and to be a good girl, they stuff down that part of themselves, the part that, you know, really just loves to dance and move their body, or the part that wants to explore different kinds of makeup, or the part that wants to play with different toys. Just these parts that have nothing to actually do with sex. And for some women, that leads to their bodies literally being stiff. It can lead to an inability to speak clearly. And when I say speak clearly, I mean, have you ever listened to someone and it sounds like their words are caught or stuck in their throat, or like their throat is dry, like they're trying so hard to say exactly the right thing so that they are liked, they don't want to be perceived in a certain way. What it looks like is a woman always saying yes when sometimes she wants to say no. It looks like people pleasing. So what shadow work does is it's deep work that exposes these sides of us, these parts of us that we have hidden, that we have been told are bad, that we have been told are not good. And it doesn't have to be sensuality. I just use that as an example. You could apply this to almost anything, but because I focus on sensuality, these are the things that I work with. The interesting thing is that in doing the shadow work around releasing those parts that have been hidden from a sensual and sexual perspective, often the rest of the life actually begins to shift as well. So other work is good, but man, digging deep into the body and releasing some of these old, outdated thoughts about ourselves end up trickling into us doing better in business, in relationships, better with our money, becoming more focused and more intentional with our living, because we're now a whole person. Shadow work looks like just acknowledging the parts of ourselves that other people might not like. It's admitting that, yes, I can be arrogant, I can be selfish. It's saying I'm not always a nice person, that there's some parts of us in there that are just a little salacious, that we can be mean, that we can be nasty. And this doesn't mean we walk around as mean, nasty people. It means that we acknowledge these parts of us. This prevents us from trying to stuff down anger. There's this idea that we're not supposed to be angry, or that feeling anger is wrong. Anger is so necessary, healing and cathartic. Anger isn't the issue. It's how we express our anger that's the issue. Yelling, screaming, calling people names. That could be problematic. But there's nothing wrong with closing a door and yelling and screaming, not because you're hiding from other people, but just to give yourself that space. And then coming back to have a conversation now that that energy has been dispersed and released from the body. So that's shadow work in a nutshell. It's really uncovering those hidden parts of ourselves that were repressed, usually in childhood, where we were told we cannot do these things, we cannot be this person in order to fit into this family, this community, this society. So what about erotic shadow work? For me, erotic shadow work is a way of using the body. It's a way of digging into embodiment. It's a way of getting into Eros, love for the body. And this is really helpful, especially for women who've had a love-hate relationship with their bodies, who feel like they are unattractive, too fat, too skinny, too tall, too short. And hunching their shoulders over to seem smaller, or going on all kinds of diets or huge restrictive eating plans in order to fit in, to be accepted, to be loved, to be liked. Erotic shadow work works with the body and works with the sensual energy. So we are uncovering what's happening and we are alchemizing those shadow parts through pleasure. We are uncovering what's happening. We're digging in to see what's underneath. And then we have this alchemical process in the midst of all of that, which helps to transform this into pleasure, which allows for more fun integration of all of our parts. This is what I've come to understand and learn, that this is what I teach and this is what I do. Shadow work from just a mental perspective is a great start. Journaling, writing things out, uncovering for sure. But as science is progressing and we're learning so much more about really how the body affects the mind and how the mind affects the body and the synergistic balance that happens and how our nervous systems can dictate so much of both between the body and the mind, it's important that we don't leave the body out as we are on these journeys of self-discovery. I think I like that better than healing journeys because I'm really tired of that. These journeys of self-discovery. Who am I? Why am I here? Right? These quintessential human questions that we have. So when we're engaging in erotic shadow work, we are uncovering those parts of ourselves that we have deemed to be unlikable and unlovable. We're bringing them to light. We're adding in tools like breath work and self-pleasure and other kinds of body movement, mantras and affirmations and mudras, and we're mixing these things together and assigning them where they belong, because maybe in this stage an affirmation is necessary, but maybe over here what's really necessary is to just get up and kind of shake. And we're using all of these processes together with tools like journaling to alchemize those parts of us and to integrate them into who we are, so we walk through this world a more embodied, whole individual. And this applies to men as well. So hopefully that explains shadow work and erotic shadow work. If you have any more questions about this, by all means, leave a comment below the podcast, or you can feel free to email me at info@sensualenergyalchemy.com. What would be amazing if you are a woman is to come on into the Temple of Sensual Energy Alchemy. I have a class there on root chakra. It's an ongoing series of classes on the root chakra, which is our foundation, which deals with a lot of our fears. And going through shadow work can be quite scary. And going through the root chakra course, there is shadow work involved and erotic shadow work involved. You can head to templeofsensualenergyalchemy.com to learn more. I think you have to put the www in front. So www.templeofsensualenergyalchemy.com to learn more and to join. I will be back with another podcast episode. Just know that I'll be back with another podcast episode. Take care, all. See you next time. Bye.